Ah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Band Room Podcast Season 1, Episode 3.
We are in the band room, getting hot in the band room. We got the pussy in here with us. It's getting real hot now.
All right, hold on.
Pussy keeps trying to bump into the mic.
Hold on. Before we go
further. My name's Michael Collin, DJMCTV.com. Got Dill, got Tom. What's up to y'all? Thank y'all for tuning in.
Before we go any further,
what's up, bro?
The first topic.
You said you had something you wanted to talk to me about, bro.
Yes, it's the first topic, discussion, whatever. Man, you always be talking about weed and shit, smoking weed and shit.
What's wrong with weed, bro?
Weed this and weed that.
I would never disrespect.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I did a little excerpt on the whole, you know, Ebola and weed, and that was Ebola and weed. But I'm just saying, you always be talking about that weed. Man,
it's healthy. It's good for you.
You advertising weed. Motherfucker, you got a shirt on right now with a pot leaf on it.
Okay.
What's that about?
You're just going over the line. Now, what's wrong with that, dude? Look, it's a healthy plant. It's good for you. There's people eating sugar and caffeine and drinking alcohol and smoking tobacco, which are just horrible, horrible, horrible things for you that will just kill you and put you in an early grave and make you angry and hate life. When meanwhile, there's this beautiful plant that God made for us that cures Ebola and cancer and saves aliens from attacking us and is the greatest thing that has ever touched the planet other than vagina, probably, I would say, or God himself.
So,
but, I mean, marijuana is it's healthy, it's safe, it doesn't hurt you, you don't crash hard. You could probably still operate a vehicle, though I don't recommend it because y'all aren't as cool as a lot of people. But I'm just saying, y'all are cool, I love y'all. I'm just saying, most people can't drive high. But I'm just saying, regardless, I know you can't drive drunk.
So wait, are you trying to tell me?
You could still go to work high, you could still be a functioning human, and you're going to be happier, and you're going to enjoy life. It just makes you a better human, dude. You're just nicer, dude. The sunrise looks prettier, dude. Songs sound better. Like, you enjoy things better, you know?
I get it. Let me see if I understand this. You're telling me...
It's safer, dude. It's healthy.
No rashes, no anal leakage.
Totally, dude.
Safer than prescription pills?
No diarrhea. There's, like, no side... The only side effects is you chill the fuck
out
for a little while.
Wait, you mean it's safer than sex?
Yes, safe... And I love sex. I don't know about y'all, but I fucking love me.
Yeah.
But it's safer than sex. Seriously, dude.
I'll drink to that. And yes, I am drinking
you don't like
alcohol
smoking
first
it?
Thing in the morning because I work the third shift and America supports
bro,
drinking.
Bro, I would never disrespect your home, so for that reason, we are in an undisclosed location. We would never smoke marijuana in any legal places.
Hold on, time out. Mike, when it comes down to it...
But I don't know why it's illegal anywhere.
You don't even smoke weed!
Look, I don't smoke. You're right. I just think it's safe. That's all I gotta say. I don't smoke anything. Smoking's bad. Drugs are bad, okay?
Motherfucker, you're gonna smoke this.
Okay. But I'm just saying, dude, if you want to feel a little better, you want to chill out a little bit, you don't want to be blacking out like you do when you get drunk, maybe smoke a little bit, chill. You might end up feeling a little nicer, having a little better day, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're just chilling in the band room, dude.
Yeah,
sorry,
the band
bro.
Room
so,
podcast. I think we're cool,
so
man.
So we had to hash that out in front of y'all. My bro here, he's just worried that there was too much marijuana usage going on air, that it might offend some of y'all who are not with it. But I just wanted to educate y'all a little bit. Do some research.
Yeah, he's edumacating.
Y'all
want to
know how
that...
Colorado and Washington got marijuana legalized? They compared it to alcohol and tobacco.
The truth is,
And the people that studied it were like, holy shit. This one is incredibly, incredibly more safer than these by an exponential level. Why is it that this is the only one that's illegal? And they instantly let it be legal at that point. So the rest of the world's going to evolve soon, and this topic's going to be irrelevant once the rest of the world comes on board. But
yes, he's edumacating.
Till now I'm a little motherfucking bold, you know what I'm saying?
He's edumacating you that if you truly want some information, go to Colorado, find your local stoner, ask him for real advice. He'll give you some. You about that 017, flip it.
But hey, this is the band room, so we don't want to get caught up here on what you do in your free time too much, or at least just one thing. We want to touch all subjects. So whether it's your drug use or your not drug use as an artist, some people say it enhances their record abilities.
Yes, it actually does.
Some people would say the Beatles would not even exist if it wasn't for excessive amounts of drug use. So for anyone who says the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or any Pink Floyd or Jim Morrison or Jimi Hendrix or any rap artist that's ever existed in the history of mankind... Hey, y'all must at least like drugs a little bit, because their music was influenced by it, and it enhanced it, and it caused their ability to record it and make it happen, and probably your reason to enjoy it. Shit. You was probably drinking a little something when you was jamming that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, especially Jimmy Page, motherfucker knocked back a bottle of Jack right before he play a solo.
Hey, sometimes people want to party on drugs. Breaking news, this just in, alert the presses.
Rock and roll.
People like to get fucked up and party.
And violence,
like.
And drugs. Apparently that is something that comes along.
This has been going around for a long time. But hey, that's how it happens. We're in the band room, we're just giving you the real life. The pussy stopped bumping into the mic, dude. But yeah, you just had to kick the pussy a little bit, dude.
Well, yeah, I had to kick the pussy out. Everybody, Fat Jackson.
We have
room.
A cat in here.
Fat
it's
Jack.
Not an actual vagina. For any of y'all out here, please, we would never do anything like that. We do use vulgar language sometimes, though, just because people like to say words like fuck and cunt and ass and all that, and it's just life. Me, I actually don't use that much in real life, but I like saying them on here because it's fun.
I mean, technically, they allow most of that on TV now.
Exactly, dude.
Speaking of TV, let's hop over to movies.
Boom.
What about Star Wars Episode 7? What the fuck?
Dude, okay. So I might work for ESPN and all here and there in the Disney Corp. Thank y'all for the paychecks that y'all somewhat give me in a roundabout way. But fuck Star Wars, dude. I've just never been a Star Wars guy. That's just not me. Sorry, George Lucas.
No Princess Leia for you?
I love aliens. I'm all about space and the universe. I've just never got Star Wars or Star Trek, dude.
Yeah.
I've been out on both of those my entire
what
life.
What about me saw Jar Jar Binks?
When Jar Jar Binks came out, I loved fucking with people because all the Star Wars people hate Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks
it was so
shit.
Much fun to fuck with him and be like, I love Jar Jar. He's the best character they've ever had. And it just drives Star Wars fans fucking crazy when I say shit like that. But I don't know why, dude. I kind of like the Clone Wars.
If I had to pick
one that I liked, I would say Clone Wars. They had a good video game that I liked, and there was a decent fight in the movie where it was just fucking shit going down that was very entertaining. So if I had to pick a Star Wars, I would say Clone Wars.
What's the
second of the first group, which is actually the second group?
Empire Strikes
Back.
There you go.
I like that one, too. I like the 2 seconds, the two middle ones, dude.
You didn't like Return of the Jedi when Luke Skywalker's all in black, green fucking lightsaber.
Hey,
he's all dark and shit.
It's a good movie.
Kinda in the dark side,
dude,
kinda.
I'm not acting
side.
Like it's not a bad... It's a good movie, dude. It definitely... It was groundbreaking and shit when it happened.
Lightsabers,
but I think it was
bro.
Probably... Exactly.
Lightsabers.
Dude, my kids love me some lightsabers, and I do, too. Lasers are nice, dude.
Jack! I will... fucking kill you.
Pussy's really trying to get on the show. Dude, we've been trying to get some ladies on the show, but we're so early in the morning, all the beautiful ladies are still asleep.
So we found Jack on the side
exactly.
of the road, and he's a cat. He's, you know, he's awesome, but he meows a lot. So
and
we
he keeps
to...
trying to bump into the mic.
Yeah, he just,
we're
you know,
sharing a mic here. Hey, we're doing this pop the trunk style.
Popping the trunk style.
For my boy right here. Nah, big shout out.
I'll
yeah.
tell you this much.
We're just doing this in the band room. We're making it happen. We're
Has
just,
anyone...
however you can do it, you gotta do it sometimes. We're not going to let technicalities hold us up. We're just going to give this to the people because we got a good message to bring y'all.
It's true, man. It's called good news for a reason.
Positive vibes, dude. That's what we're here for. Good music, good times, whatever makes you happy. That's what we're about.
Yeah, man. And, you know, to some of you artists out there, I don't know if y'all are aware, but as of currently, today is October 23rd. And I will have you know that... Basement Jax has a remix contest on the interweb. Obviously, if you search that, it'll probably be the first one that comes up. But I will tell you this much. For you house producers, this could be a chance to get your foot in the door.
Get in the studio.
I know I'm in on it.
Get mixing. Hey, it's a good chance. I love how these artists doing. I just sent one to Timbaland, dude. He was doing a contest, too. Like, I kind of like when big artists do that. That when they reach out, like, in a way, it's kind of just... easy self-promotion.
I think so too, and especially with someone
works,
who
dude.
Had that amazing single is Where's Your yeah. Head At? Someone to reach back to the people after fucking getting big on the people. You
and
know
everybody
I mean?
Knows that song, dude.
Well, yeah, it's a song that gets you high, man. That's what it's all about here. The music fucking gets you. I'm tired of all these motherfucking shows where people aren't fucking dancing. You go for the fucking music, man. Who gives a fuck if you've got a headliner? Yeah, as a DJ, it's nice for people to come see me and crowd up and be like, oh my god, that's fucking amazing. But you know what's even better? Best fucking show of my life is watching the deaf girl dance her fucking heart out and make room. Oh, girl Mitzi,
dude, it's fun to dance.
Shout out to you because every time you dance, you can fucking make the perfect room to fucking dance. And that's what it's about, y'all. It's not about standing there and fist bumping
right
the whole time. I understand a good couple, you know, pow, pow, pow to the fucking front of the face. You know what I mean? Yeah, fist bump and shit. But when you get all these bros, and you know who I'm talking about, brah, look, man, stop coming to scam on the raver girls. They're dressed in that way because they feel free and they want to express themselves. That's how they do it. Not so you can stick your dick in them. It's to dance and feel the music.
Hey, you should dance now when you come out, too. It's like, you're going to come all the way out, have a good time, dude. Why not dance and enjoy yourself?
And don't get me wrong. There are them girls that get to you, bros.
Hey, some of them are
that
just out want, there.
Yes,
they
yes,
to me,
they
dude.
Are.
They
and
are,
you know
dude.
What,
trust
man?
Me.
Cheers to you, brah, because you just cleared the dance floor of some bitch that's getting her fucking pussy
exactly.
finger. We're talking about
that's
some
spam
real shit.
In the building, yeah.
We don't want, you know what, man? It's a good show when you walk in, you see a chick getting finger banged on the speaker. But here's the deal. You don't want to be that chick. Nor that guy, all right? I'm telling you right now, because you're the second guy to finger banger, guaranteed. And you haven't done the smell test because you're rolling. I know, I saw your eyes. And woo! Pretty much at this point, we just gotta say,
yeah.
Syphilis,
yeah.
Commit, herpa, gonna, syphilis, herpa, gonna, syphilis, yeah. yeah. Get
oh,
a shot
shit.
Of penicillin and
oh,
then come
shit,
back to the
bro.
Rave scene. Thank you, sir. Bath salts are not
oh,
welcome.
Shit. I'm going in the band room right now, dude. Cheers to that, bro. That was some educate. Y'all wonder why we do this podcast? We are here to educate y'all, folks.
Fact.
We are here for love. We are here to spread peace and happiness. And you need to know about when and not to finger bang on the dance floor.
When,
I mean, sometimes
and when not to finger bang. Okay, you know when it's okay to
it's
finger bang on
info,
the dance
dude.
Floor? When it's fucking okay. And you want to know when it's okay? You'll know, bro, because the two-finger test will already have happened. You'll be like, that's fresh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll be like it was meant to be, man.
Hey,
that's how it
get
goes.
Out of control, dude.
Yes, but that's because they're not raves anymore, man. They're fucking frat parties and they're paint parties and they're foam parties.
Neon.
Don't get me... No, fuck the neon. I love neon. But don't get me wrong.
Don't try
it's
to hate,
the
though.
Fact
you
that they've industrialized a mainstream form of these parties. I remember when a fucking paint party is when you got to the party and you and some bitch painted each other. Where the fuck is that? Instead,
see, that
I'm over here.
See a whole different
I'm
paint.
Jamming. Here I am at Dayglow. I'm watching my buddy. He's all, yeah! And I'm all, right on, dude. That dude's having a great fucking time. Paint cannon. Pow! Straight to the fucking face. I look at him and instantly I'm laughing.
Paint your face, bitch.
Not 2 seconds later, I look fucking forward. Pow! Paint cannon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, man. Fuck that. Fuck that. What happened when you just got paint on your face because you're rubbing them all over her just to get the paint on? That's what's up.
Money shot.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I'm hot for my dog. I'm hot for the
Maserati. Hey, it's crazy at the show, dude. It's crazy. Hey, but that's why you go out to have a fun time, is it not, dude?
It is, man.
You go out to experience something you ain't never seen before, to get a new story to tell somebody, dude. You want to go out and have fun, dude. You don't want to be that guy in the club posted up with your fucking arms folded.
Nah, man.
I ain't doing shit. Get out there and fucking chill. Have a good time. Fuck.
That's what I'm saying, Mike.
So what if the song sucks? Dance anyway. Shit. Like.
Whoa. If the song sucks, just tell the guy.
All right, I feel you. You're right. I crossed the line there. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
For that.
I,
the song sucks. Take a break and wait for your song to come on. But when your song comes on, fucking jam, bro. You ain't got a whole bag of shit, dude.
I'm in the peak of this electronic great, show, and the song comes on. Take your G-string off and throw it. Now, mind you, the bass line was good. But the actual lyrics literally cleared the dance floor. People were like,
"I." You just opened up a great box right here. We should touch on.
I cannot take my G-string off in the middle of a show.
What's going on lyrics right now, dude?
Ho 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 to ho.
We are in the band room.
Oh, I can't use that. It's copyright infringement. Damn.
Dude, copyright Does that even exist anymore, dude?
Yes, it does, and it actually is very good for us artists. Thank you. Copyright, trademark, I'm at ACL, your shit.
Dude. I'm watching Calvin Harris. Shout out to Calvin Harris. You fucking threw a great show, bro. I just want to start with that. I had one of the best times I ever had in my life. But I want to say something right here on Calvin Harris, bro. You want to know what he said the entire hour and a half that he played? He said three lines. I'm going to need y'all to jump right here. I'm going to need y'all to clap your hands right here. All right, I'm going to really need you to jump right here. And that was all he said the whole fucking time, bro. You want to know why? Because he played other people's shit the whole fucking time. Now, again, great show, dude. But I'm sitting there thinking, like, wow, it's amazing. You could do a whole show playing other people's music. And, hey, again, it was fucking nice, dude. We're jumping around like we're in the club. But, lyrics are gone, dude. Who needs lyrics, dude? You don't need lyrics nowadays. You know what you need? You need a nice beat, dude. You fuck lyrics. Lyrics are done, dude. Well, I don't care what you say on your record nowadays, dude. If your shit's hot, I will jam it. I don't give a fuck. Like, it matters not what ye says on G-Track anymore. You just need to wreck it, dude. You just need a beat that makes people dance. That's all people care about, dude.
Man, are you kidding me?
Prove me wrong, dude. Tell me I'm wrong, dude.
Weezer.
Okay, again, great lyrics are great. I love great lyrics.
All their songs.
But you don't need them. They're unnecessary nowadays.
Are you kidding me?
All you need is a hop. And, dude, I've spent my whole life trying to become a lyricist. And if you haven't noticed, nobody's really buying my shit.
Busta Rhymes?
People just like chilling at my shows because they have fun with me, dude. And that's what it's about, having a good time. But you don't need crazy lyrics, dude.
Look, man, you want to know
dude,
something
Busta
about
Rhymes'
lyrics?
Best thing is he's wild. It's you not that what? He has good lyrics. Here, it's that he's wild. Right. It's that he's out of his fucking mind, dude.
Here's someone who
Dr.
rocks.
Dr. Dre, dude, don't
here,
even write
nah,
his shit,
bro.
Dude. And he's
here
the most successful
is someone
artist ever,
who
dude.
Rocks the acapella as an amazing artist, and he does it off the top of his
dude.
Head about what he's feeling.
I'm not
Shout
saying
out
I don't
to
appreciate
Solo,
it, dude.
The Secret.
I thought that's what it meant, dude.
Solo the
I know
Secret.
What you're talking about. He's nice, dude.
He is clean. I seen
Shout
him
out
live.
To a lot of, Shout out to the League,
Good
dude,
stuff.
Here in Austin, dude. Shout out to LNS, dude. That's a lot of motherfuckers. The Texas Battle Leagues franchise, dude. There's a lot of motherfuckers getting down, dude. Hard here, just right here in Austin, dude. But again, has Austin blown up? You want to know why? Because we're too fucking good, dude. All our shit is too fucking lyrical. The shit goes over motherfuckers' heads, dude.
It's true.
They can't handle the shit, dude. You have to dumb it down, dude, to get it on the radio, dude. Trust me. Like, dude, the shit that's on the radio is the dumbest shit you heard because it's easy to sing along to. Whatever's the easiest fucking shit to... Tooted and booted. Like, just what the dumbest shit, dude. Like, the shit that's really educated and lyrical, motherfuckers don't want to hear, dude. Like, it's like they can't handle it or something. I don't
Close
know,
to
dude.
The Heart by Rush, man.
Dude,
Everyone
trust me, I love it, dude.
It.
Like, that's what I grew up on, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, the most, like, Nas, dude, Eminem, Jadakiss, like, Outkast, my favorite band ever, dude. Like, that's what made me love them was their lyrics, dude. Like, they had substance to it. But, dude, now, dude, you don't need no substance. You just need a hobby, dude. That's all you need. You just need something that people can get drunk to, dude.
How about you tell us? Send us in some messages and some comments, Boom. Maybe a tweet or two. We'll get a tweeter going.
DJ
we
MCTV.
Want hashtags of, you know, what you think. Are lyrics fucking dead? Get back at us on that, man.
You can hashtag
sure.
the band room. You can hit me up, DJMCTV.com. DJMCTV at Gmail.
Yeah, man.
DJMCTV on Twitter.
Maybe one of these days.
Instagram.
One of these hashtaggers Facebook. Who hashtags the band room. We'll have you guys come in and sit down for the live film and studio when we get everything, you know, running properly. We're still building it all, but it's coming. It's going.
We're making
know.
It happen. We ain't going to let technicality
At least a nigga know that slow motion better than no motion.
Exactly.
Right?
Sometimes,
My
hey,
man.
Sometimes you just got to get out there and do it. Even if you ain't got everything you want, just start making it happen. That's and then true. As you're doing it, other things are going to start coming in line, and boom, suddenly you're going to notice you got everything you need right there.
All
right,
so here's a topic that I've been getting a lot of hits for lately that I've been really needing to talk to.
Going on it.
Tom, everybody wants to know what the fuck happened to MySpace, man. Like, now it's...
I'm hitting you every show about MySpace, bro,
Tom,
dude. Because
you're
in
want
here,
their MySpace
they
money,
know you from MySpace, you're Tom, bro. I mean, like, it's just, that's...
And now we got...
I know you
now,
don't want it to be cliche every show that we bring it up.
I mean, it's true, but now we have literally had questions come in, Tom.
All over the
MySpace
globe, really,
is now
dude.
A music platform, is that right?
Well, it's basically dead.
Well, you left it, right? You're not even with him no more,
are
right?
Are you even running?
You're just solo. You're just independent like me, right? You're just a franchise player but without a franchise.
Tom, what happened, man?
Freelancing for yourself.
Tom, what happened?
Got rid of that shit.
You got rid
it,
of
gotta
MySpace.
Do it, dude.
Who'd you get rid of it to?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Sometimes you just gotta cut ties, walk away, dude. I feel you, bro.
Nah, man. Sometimes this sounds you just gotta like walk a back away, alley dude. Deal, man.
That's the best thing is to just say, you know what?
Be careful, MySpace users. Better things. You heard it first here from the Bandroom podcast. MySpace is sold to IDK. ID yeah. Unknown.
Hey, but you did want to talk about some Walking Dead, dude, because, hey, this is, we're touching everything here on the band room. We're going to talk about October. TV, whatever, dude.
I mean.
So I'm not up on The Walking Dead, so you were like, you're saying you're hesitant to bring it up because you don't want to spoil it. But I say I don't give a fuck, first off, about spoiling. Fuck y'all if you ain't seen it. I ain't seen it. I don't care.
Can't spoil
Dale
it.
Dale hasn't seen it.
Can't spoil it for him. Though.
I'm saying, let's just talk about, well, what is it you like about The Walking Dead? Let's go in on that.
Well, who doesn't like zombies?
True.
First
well,
of all,
probably if they're trying to eat you or kill you, probably
time
people
out.
Running
no.
from zombies.
You're telling me if there's a zombie apocalypse, Mike, your day would not have been made? We could go to Academy right now.
I can't say that living without electricity and fearing for getting eaten alive would really make my day brighter. No,
hey, Mike, you know what? You want to know something really cool, bro? I got your back. Solar power, wind power, water power. We ain't got nothing to worry about.
It's been around for years. We should be doing it. We should be solar everything. Hey, the sun ain't going nowhere.
It's just
if y'all haven't
it's
noticed.
Supposed to go.
I don't know why we're using petroleum when the fucking sun is never going to run out. But hey, you know. Sorry. Sorry for blowing your mind with that solar power idea
solar
here.
Solar power, bro.
That giant fireball that we're circling around.
Put
day
back
by day.
To the grid, bro.
But
for real,
back to the zombies, though. How can you
outside.
Actually want to... Did you really just say you would welcome a zombie apocalypse? Did I really just interpret that correctly,
yes,
dude?
Yes, Mike. When I was 13 years
dude,
old, I developed a
I kind of like showers, bro. I'm not lying, dude.
For a video game. And then DayZ came showers. Out and
dude,
my life was over.
Can you not play a video game and turn it off and then still go back to your real life, though? And get the whole zombie fun without the actual zombie life?
Yes, I could, but here's the difference.
Did you not see
Mike.
28 Days Later?
No,
though?
Mike,
it doesn't
I did
look
not
very
see
enjoyable, 28 bro.
Days Later, but I can tell you this much. If, in fact, a zombie apocalypse would happen, you know what would be good? Is the fact that as a human being, I would no longer have to live on the confines of society. I could live as a man.
You would have to live
connected
under
with the
zombie
earth.
Fucking rules, bro.
Okay, bro.
Don't go out because you're going to get eaten by zombies.
Look, bro.
Stay in your house all day.
Time
nothing.
Out.
I got a crossbow
let,
in my
let,
truck, so I'm
exactly.
ready to go.
Let's just think about this.
I kind of like TV, dude.
Let's,
I kind of like watching the zombies as opposed to trying
man.
To shoot the zombies
let's,
and hit them with axes across
just,
their head.
Let's just think about it this
I'm
way,
I'm a lover,
man.
Not a fighter, bro.
Some people are born warriors. Some people are born...
Hey, but that's
well,
what the army's for, bro.
Not
like,
warriors. No, the army is jarheads, mofo. But out of any, and no offense to the troops, like,
hey,
salute
shout
to
out to
you.
The troops.
Yes, but
we
what I'm trying to say is there are some in the army that don't know dick, and the people that do know something
well,
in
the, no,
army
the army
end up making themselves
yeah.
the army.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For shizzle. Well, anyways, Pop back ticket. To the whole point is, look, man, if we're dealing with Walking Dead zombies, yeah, I'm okay with it. You want to know why? Because the original Night of the Living Dead zombies, they could open doors, they could pick up items, they were smart. You seen the reboot Land of the Dead? They started relearning shit as zombies. You ever seen Resident Evil? Have you ever
zombies,
seen
though.
Resident Evil?
Yes.
Resident Evil
what
went
you
from
dog
zombie
you really want
to
dog
alien
zombies, bro?
To bio-alien zombie half-bred zombie
saying,
alien.
Bro. They could be steroided zombies.
I'm
you
telling
don't want
you.
What about a
no.
robot? Zombie.
No.
I'm telling you, bro.
No,
I want
man.
Nothing
I'm
to do
just
with
saying,
it.
Simply walking
I want butterflies and unicorns and
you
rainbows,
guys,
bro.
brains. I can handle that. You want to know why? Because I've also seen the bad lip reading of The Walking Dead.
You know what's
Dead,
not going to exist in
the
zombie apocalypse
play.
Is raves, bro. There will be no finger banging on the dance floor if there's
you're
zombie
right.
apocalypse, bro.
You know what? But
as
here's
much
the
as
deal.
I'm anti finger banging on the dance floor, the rave itself is a fun time. You should go and jump and have fun.
Time out. You're telling
I
me.
I want to say I don't say no to parties, dude.
You're telling me that if we had a zombie
how
apocalypse,
how you have a party without electricity,
hold
bro?
Hold on, man. Think about it. If we had a zombie
kind
apocalypse,
of vital.
The zombies could then weigh out.
Oh yeah.
And divide.
Just music free.
Very rare.
Bongo it up. Just
oh,
go
man.
Physical instruments.
It's
all right. You know what?
I mean, it's
you are
called,
getting back organic,
it's
dude. I'm kind of liking where you're going with this, dude. All right.
You could go that way, but at the same time, you could go like early in the stages, save, just get a whole bunch of gas, save that, and then you just get generators.
Gas is going to run out, though.
Yes.
Gas is going to be one of the first things to go.
Yes.
Gas should already be gone. You we should already be on solar power. I don't know why we're still using gas. True.
Motherfuckers, get on
you
your
you
want to
make a lot of money?
Pedal.
Get the fucking oil companies to start making solar fucking power shit, and we fucking, yeah. Shit would be good.
You know what's a good form of transportation? squirrel suits, man. Hidden the fuck.
Flying squirrel suits.
Yeah, man. We're talking
flying to work every day.
Couple hundred miles per hour, you know what I mean? Probably more. Booking, bro. Those motherfuckers are air junkies.
Yeah, but it's bad when you get
wind
something.
Power.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen Hot Rod?
Yeah.
Greatest it's a
fine
jump
film
ever.
Right there, dude. See, I think we should touch on this. Oscar-winning films, dude. Why is the Hot Rod not up for some fucking awards, bro? Like, why is it comedies don't ever get love?
Funniest
shit is supposed to be dumb. Like, I don't need you to act well. I don't need it to make sense plot-wise. I just need the shit to be funny. Like, I'm not looking for you to blow my mind emotionally during a fucking comedy. Like,
what do you think of This Is the End, then?
This Is the End? I still haven't seen that one. Should I check it out? Are you recommending it?
It is worth it. I don't know about Naked and Afraid, man.
Like,
I don't know about I don't know that I'm going to get on
Naked
that
Naked and Afraid,
train.
Dude? Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to get on
see,
that train.
Naked and Afraid is something you put on when you're doing something else and you're not really watching it and you're just going to turn in for a second and be like, oh, look at that fucking naked chick doing something fucking hard. And then you just, yeah. It's kind of funny, dude. I don't know. Look at her fish while not wearing clothes. That's what it would have been like 1,000 years ago or something. I don't know. It's kind of dumb, but yeah. I don't watch it. I don't really watch TV.
Wait.
I like Megan TV.
I'm curious, Mike. Does she have a bush?
Probably. She probably got a whole jungle, dude. She's naked and afraid out there, dude.
I think I cannot
if she hasn't got clothing,
that?
I doubt she has a clipper or a razor.
I don't think I can accept that, man. And the only reason I say that is because...
Bro, it's organic. It's natural.
You know what, bro? That's cool, but nobody said
you got
they
a
want...
beard, bro? You're not gonna fuck a bush? Really? You're gonna say no because it's...
What the... Hold on. Time out.
Out, bro.
Time out. Having a bush and fucking a bush are two different subjects.
Agreed.
Okay.
And you should trim. Why not trim?
I'm not even talking...
But
dude.
If you're stuck in the jungle, if we're living out in the fucking jungle, y'all talking about zombie apocalypse, guess what? You're going to have a whole lot of bush. You got to get used to eating bush if you want zombie apocalypse, bro.
You know what? Actually...
Because there's going to be a lot of fur sandwiches in your life.
I'm German and Jewish, so I got a lot of the Holocaust in me. You know, rest in peace, you know. But what I will say for sure... is I will instill in my camp a all-shaven policy.
Where are you getting the razors from? Where are you getting the clean water and fucking Barbasol or fucking shaving cream? What the fuck are you going to need?
Oh, I don't know.
There ain't going to be no whipped cream at the fucking grocery store for you to spackle upon.
I don't know,
yeah.
But what I
some
could
what?
Do
it's
is
rain.
Hopefully steal...
Shaving in the rain, dude. I don't know if I want to fuck a pussy just got shaved in the rain.
Whoa, man.
I would almost rather you keep that shit hairy, dude, than
you
shaving that shit in the rain.
I'm talking more about a visual thing in the long run.
Let me go dip in Lake Austin and trim up for a minute.
Yeah, basically.
First of all, you got to get out of the cities. That's the big deal.
How you gonna get out of the cities? Ain't no cars. Ain't no gas, bro.
That's even better on foot.
What happens
if
your bike tire fucking blows? But it's a lot harder to walk 20 miles.
If you
dude.
Fucking pop my bike tire...
I'm saying, like, people like to be so anti-mainstream and be so organic, dude. I just want to stand up here for all the fucking luxuries of life. I like my comfy bed. I like my fucking clean water. I like my electricity. God's good. Like,
you're right, man.
It's nice having fucking American fucking, I don't know, microwave abilities and TV and internet and shit.
You made me rethink this. I do not welcome the zombie apocalypse unless I am friends with those people from Doomsday on Netflix.
Now, I will say, if we could start a giant-ass arena where we could just shoot zombies, that would be incredible. Where there's just running, whether they're real bodies, dead bodies, zombie bodies, robot bodies. I don't care. I'm not picky.
Hold on. You were just getting...
People want to shoot. I'm anti-guns. But if we want to put it in a safe zone...
Wait, time out.
Like a laser tag type environment where you're allowed to go around and hunt zombies. Now, that would be fun as shit, bro. Like, I'd be all over some of that. Like, get out your need to shoot and be violent, but in a safe way.
You gotta
like,
sign a form. So just
whatever you gotta do. Whatever you gotta
just
do.
Just sign a form.
Yes.
Just in case if you get bitten, then you become
yes.
one of
whatever
the...
Whatever. Yes. Or if you slip in a pool of blood and you're attacked.
Hunted,
hey, we're not saying it's safe. I'm just saying if you feel like... It's like bungee jumping or skydiving or paragliding. Like, we're not recommending you do it, but if you want to, here's your opportunity. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm fine with Darwinism. I'm fine with dumb people dying off doing dumb shit. Like, go down in a blaze of glory. There's enough people around. Like,
well, you know what they say. It's better to burn out than it is to fade away.
For real, dude. I'm all for safety first and living free and safe and nice, but shit, have fun, dude. Like,
and
you
want, if
you
want to
be
first,
eaten by a zombie, go get ate by a damn zombie, bro. Like,
right.
I'm sure you probably weren't going to get a good job anyways if you want to be eaten by a zombie. So.
Well, I mean, rule number one, cardio.
There you cardio, go, dude. Bro. Maybe you'll survive and get healthy. Now you're in shape, dude. Now you found your new exercise, dude. I don't like going to the gym, but I love hooping and playing sports, dude. I would totally chase a zombie around.
If you don't
all day,
have
dude.
Good cardio, you're going to be the first ones.
Nah, you be smart, dude.
And then
be
you
clever,
motherfuckers
dude.
Are going to be the ones that pop out and scare us because you've been going
you already got
slow
bit.
And we think you're gone.
But they just go, you just kick them, dude. They just like speed bumps, dude. Just
man,
run over,
are
dude.
You telling me that you see your... You, if I'm running up to you, fucking zombie as fuck, you're just going to be like, Kia, bitch!
Hey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I know I ain't gonna stand there and be like, please eat me, zombie. I'm gonna fucking whip that motherfucker's ass. I'm gonna grab a stick or an axe or a fucking spoon or whatever the fuck I gotta get. I'm going in, shit.
The only thing you gotta do is just chop the arms off, chop the mouth off, and then you got a zombie that'll walk with you.
Hey, so we've been recording for a while here. We haven't been smoking enough weed, I just want to say. I think it's time to touch in on that topic again.
Yes.
You went in on me. Because you said I'm smoking too much weed. Actually, it's not legal.
Actually,
and it's not right.
I believe I was
but I just
want to
reiterate that it's way safer than sugar, caffeine, alcohol, or tobacco.
I mean,
or zombies.
And sex isn't
or
even
football,
as safe, mind you.
Or sex. Or guns. All of which are legal right now. Even zombies. Are zombies illegal? I don't think they've been banned, have they?
No.
Actually, I'm pretty sure there are some spots in London that it is illegal for you to act like. All right, a
London doesn't count, dude. London is its own fucking island, dude.
Well, you know,
it's own over there, dude.
Alrighty,
hey, but we
want to
thank y'all for tuning in, dude. This is the Band Room Podcast. We have been getting hot in the band room, literally getting hot. We are sweating. We are funky. It smells good in here. It smells better than a zombie.
Yes, we
thank y'all for tuning in.
Subjects
check us out.
As far as Walking Dead.
Hey, y'all need to give out some emails or
banging.
Something. I don't want everybody's been blowing up my fucking email. I can't even fucking get my damn fantasy football updates now because all these emails about the Band Room Podcast.
Keeps in
the DJ MCTV. I don't want to discourage you from emailing me. Please email me. I'm just fucking with y'all. Email me as much as
you
want.
You guys stay on the live chat because this
DJ
is so ghetto rigged right now.
TV.
But you guys
com.
Got it first, and we'll be posting these last few episodes
everywhere,
online, man, and y'all can re-listen to them.
Hey, and rate us on
comments.
iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. You checked us out. You downloaded us. Man, just give us a review. Give us a 1-star. I don't give a fuck. If you don't like us, if you tuned us in and downloaded and you don't like us, I totally respect you giving a shitty review and saying, damn, those guys talked way too much shit and I don't like marijuana. Say that. We can have good banter back and forth. Troll on the internet.
Yes, we need a troll.
I welcome the trolls. I like Leprechaun. I'm
where
totally,
is our troll?
Remember the little trolls with the spiky hair, dude? That you
oh,
get,
yeah.
Oh, dude, the little
troll
gem
doll.
In their belly, dude. Seriously, yeah. Dude. Trolls are nice, dude. So come troll us. I don't give a fuck. DJMCTV@gmail.com. You can email me or ditch DJMCTV.com. Band Room Podcast. Tom, thanks for MySpace. Thanks for dropping MySpace, dude. You dropped it at the right time, bro. Seriously, give me some on that, dude.
Yeah, probably.
Great call, dude. Great call. Thanks for bringing up some zombie talk with us. Dill, as always.
Finger banging.
We love y'all. Thanks for checking us out. The Band Room Podcast. We'll get hot with y'all next week. Yeah.
Peace.